On the season finale of Words from Capito, we discuss the next stages and what is next in the career of Tori El Capito Ferguson.
Now I got something to say to Words from El Capito. You gotta say something. Now I have words for you to Words from El Capito. You wanna say something? Words from El Capito. Now I got something to say to Words from El Capito. You gotta say something. Words from El Capito. Now I have words for you to Words.
Now, because you said something about smelling, so how do you smell rich? That's fine. How do you smell rich? Like, so rich people got to smell.
It's the aroma, like it pulls you in. You never know that.
No, because I ain't never been around like rich people.
Yes,
not like that.
Come follow me and let you down. My brothers in my head and let you down. I won't let you down. Let you down. Let you down. Come follow me and let you down. My brothers in my head and let you down. Where everyone is there. I won't let you down. Dancing everywhere. I won't let you down.
From Capito self-interview, take one. Okay, hold on. All right, anyway. Talk about After Full Attention, releasing the album, winning your first major award for 50,000 streams with the Music Streaming Award. Your feelings now with your current music and life now. I love saying now because I want to know, like, or give the people more insight, say like that, of everything now, you know what I'm saying? We've listened to everything. We've heard your stories. Like, give us more information now about, is there any more projects? Are you going to act? Do you have any more educational developments or anything that you desire, that you want to do? This is that episode to kind of like lay that foundation out to like, what are your next dreams and your next goals in life? And this, like, a Prince is sitting behind me while I'm doing this. All right. So, yeah, let's go into that interview. Ah. Hearing everything so far from the first episode to, like, now, it's, like, surreal because it's, like, wow. Like, I've heard a lot of people, you know, say great things, and it's like, wow. With me, honestly, to be honest, I feel like I'm just working and trying to make ends meet, you know, make my money stretch, you know. I know it's not about financial things or nothing like that, but sometimes it get like that, you know. I've been to the bottom, you know. I've even in my 30s, you know, I've seen where I haven't had my own, and it's like I'm trying my best not to go back to that life, you know. So it's more to me than, I guess, what the eye see, you know. Yes, I'm celebrating a lot of accomplishment doing my music because, like I said, this is something that was new to me, and now it's something that's I'm starting to, you know, get used to. You know, I'm having my days and moments where I'm taking a break, or I feel like, you know, I just really, you know, is this really what I want to do? And, you know, being on social media, it would kind of like make you feel that way, because you will feel like an artist coming out with new music, you know, it's so dope, but then you go and you see the critics and stuff like that, and it's like, dang, like, I thought it was dope, you know. So it was like stuff like that. Then you hear people like be like, well, music ain't the same, you know. So you kind of want to, you know, lend a helping hand now that you've listened to music for so long. And like I said, I'm 35 now, going on 36. So it's like, I really want to do something, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, music is my passion, and I've been loving music since forever. So like I said, I fit right on in with kind of doing it. But I'm doing it from another standpoint. I'm doing it because I want love, and I might eventually do gospel music, you know. I've talked to my friend about it, and y'all, please forgive me. Princey is licking the back of this chair. So, if you hear licking noise, that's Princey. Anyways, I keep warning, but it keep happening, but I gotta keep recording. So, I'm just placing my foot where I wanna be, building my own lane, because I don't want to be my own artist, you know. And that's not taking nothing from nobody, you know what I'm saying. That's saying with me and what I want to do as an artist, you know, because I am a different, when people listen to my music, they hear it as different, you know what I'm saying. And I'm just wanting to kind of explain the background of it, you know what I'm saying. But after Full Attention, I kind of went into the studio and recorded some more stuff, you know, for the sophomore album. And I put out something. I put a song called Energy. She said she gonna download this as her ringtone.
It's too much. It's too much. Energy. No.
started teaching telling. Negative spirits in the air, dark cloud over my head. No need to look back, the future holds what's the best of me. The skies hold no limit, I want to reach as far as I can go. The passion real no more than a...
I did that because I was at a point in my life where I was just kind of like tired a little bit. And Princey, I was tired a little bit. And things was happening. And I really wanted to, like, express that. You know what I'm saying? So, Energy, it wasn't the first song that I started recording for the sophomore album. It was just one of the last songs. But I needed something different, you know? I really needed something, you know, that wasn't nobody have heard. Because I will say this, my sophomore album does have songs from the lockdown. Because, like I said, the lockdown was an EP. So I did craft the next album around kind of like lockdown a little bit. But I didn't use a lot of songs from the lockdown. So don't think, you know, you're going to hear a lot of songs. You probably going to hear one or two. And that's because that's the feeling I felt. And the next album is more of healing. I'm trying to come out of, you know, the whole stereotype of why people don't listen to music. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. And so with the next album, I'm kind of crafting that just like that. And when my thought process, like with Full Attention, I thought Full Attention going in, I said, this is going to be my thriller. Like, this is going to be the album where people are like, yeah, this your album. Like, they're going to listen to that and be like, yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of had a feeling of, you know, this is going to be it for me. You know what I'm saying? But when life started happening, it was like, you know, I got more songs in me. I got more stuff in me that I want to, you know, record and stuff like that. So that's how the sophomore album came out. So I want to go ahead and talk about the sophomore album and kind of play something a little bit. So you heard Energy, but I do want to play right here something that's already out, which is I Wish I Was My Lover. Like, I really want to go ahead and put that right there. So right here is I Wish I Was My Lover from my sophomore album that will be coming out soon. 87. Full Attention in November of 2021, I had more music. And like I said, I had a sophomore album that is on its way, or will be on its way, or might not be on its way. So we don't know, and that's why I'm at now in life, you know. So I don't know, but that's the plan. That is the plan. But Kept On Delivered came out. The mixtape came out because I recorded I Wish I Was My Lover. And I Wish I Was My Lover really honestly was supposed to be on Full Attention. It was supposed to be. But I wasn't in that mind state of Full Attention. I was on more of, now this needs to be somewhere else. So after I recorded I Wish I Was My Lover, then I started going into another direction and moods and feelings and stuff like that. And I wanted to build the album on getting back on your feet, having to get over a certain situation in life and having to rebuild yourself. That's more of that album. And because I was born in 87, I got it tattooed on me and things like that. That's why I wanted to call my sophomore album 87. And I wanted to do more on that album. I wanted to feature more on that album. It's still featuring Dino D because I really wanted to bring back Just the Vibe because a lot of people like that song from the lockdown, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I need to come and bring that back. So I brought Just the Vibe back on 87, and I brought Control Myself back on 87. I did record more songs. I went into the studio, I recorded Scared over again. I did Energy in the studio. What else? It's a lot of songs I don't really want to talk about. I just wanted you to listen to it because it also tells a story of what I was going through. During that time of me recording my sophomore album, I did record some covers. So, yes, I recorded I'm Going Down during that time of, summer of 2021. I recorded I'm Going Down, and it was like I was feeling my Mary J. Blige at that time, and that's the time where she was celebrating her My Life album, the 20th anniversary. And I said I was sick. Something just had me down, you know what I'm saying? And I was sick. I was in bed. I couldn't move. I couldn't walk. I was crying. And luckily, my partner was here to, you know, to kind of get me out of that funk because kind of help me and help me nurse me back to health, because I was really like down, you know what I'm saying? And I was really trying to get my Full Attention album out, all that. Like, I was going through a lot, and singing that song, that was the first song I recorded after all having to heal from all that. And then Energy came out, came about. So it was like, I really love this album because it's so much in this album, and I love creating it. Like, I traveled more during that time, and I got to be the Tootsie Roll King in New Orleans and stuff like that. So I had fun. I was, you know, I was happy, you know what I'm saying? So I enjoyed myself during that time, and I started recording Fragile, Handle With Care, and I wanted to record my own dance, you know. So that's where I was able to do Fragile, and that's on, you know, my sophomore album. I wanted to like do more, you know what I'm saying? And I was seeing more, I was hearing more. I said I wanna give another dance feel and another, you know, with slow songs and ballads and stuff like that. And you know, I did that, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm happy that I was able to expand my range a little more on the sophomore album. Like I said, and yeah, Scared, like so that's another song, but like I re-recorded, so it's so different now. So it's not like it's all song, another song. So I forgot you. Yeah, okay, but yeah, correct me, thank you. But anyway, so yeah, I'm proud of myself for just continue to keep going. So when I went into 87, also Dangerous was being celebrated for its 20th anniversary. So I was watching a lot of videos, of course, of Michael Jackson and how he was putting together Dangerous and stuff like that. And that's what inspired 87 cover and all that, because I wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be that artist to do that. So I did it, and I love it. And you know, it's coming. I'm really having a hard time with trying to get everything uploaded, but it's coming, and I don't know when, but right now the podcast is coming, and we working on this to make this good and platformable for people to come and, you know, talk, and let's, you know, break bread and talk, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it out, you know. But that I wanted to talk about my journey. It's not just me reflecting on myself, and that's another reason why I wanted to do this podcast, because it's not me just talking about me and reflecting on myself. I also wanted to talk about the people who helped me to get here and let them know how I see them, because I want to inspire my friends and the people around me that they can do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And even if life take them every which way, that you can always focus in on your love and your passion and go for it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how you get there, you're going towards it. I want them to see that. So when they do, they can tunnel vision in and see how they can create a foundation for them and their family, you know? Because when you know me, we family, you know what I'm saying? We cool, we family, just how it is, you know, when we go along, because we have differences, regardless if it's creative or regardless if it's, you know, something personal. You just, we growing, you know what I'm saying? And we learning and we feeling and we, you know, we might not communicate the best, you know what I'm saying? We might not get every word and every sentence and everything right, you know what I'm saying? But long as we expressing ourselves and make sure we're conscious of, you know, what we're doing and who we're doing it to and what, you know, how we're saying it in delivery and the boundaries, you know, we got to respect. Long as we, you know, focus on that, we'll be fine, you know what I'm saying? Even as a culture, you know what I'm saying? And I like how everybody talked when I said certain things. I like how everybody kind of reacted, because that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to get from my guest that came on last episode. So this is so much fun doing this, and it's so much I'm getting out of this and learning from myself. Like, this is healing. This is really amazing. This is amazing to me. I just hope that my younger self is happy. I hope that my family is happy. I hope that my friends that I really, really call my friends are happy. I really try to do the best I can to represent, you know, not only myself, but the people who, you know, call me friend and call me a confidant, you know, because it's not easy, you know, but I'm glad that God chose me to be there, you know. I really am. I built this foundation. I got a lot more to go. So I built this foundation, like I said, for my nephews. Like, me and my brothers. I have four brothers. I have my oldest brother, Chris. It's me. It's going into my mother. Well, you can go still on my daddy's side, my brother Chris, then Tristan, and then Travis. But it's a mix. You gotta kind of like, the other story is, you know, with me, Tristan, and Travis, we share the Ferguson name, and Chris and Jay, they share the Douglas name with my father, James. So I don't have the Douglas name, but they are my bloodline, and I love them. I also have a sister, but she's through marriage. She was my dad's daughter when he remarried. So I really don't like talking about that situation, but I do want to kind of put it into context, you know. I'm trying to search my heritage and my lineage bloodlines. So I was thinking about it, and I'm still thinking about it, because it's really, I have a lot of bloodlines, you know, my daddy bloodline, my mother's bloodline. So I want to go down a path, because I feel like I'm mixed with a lot of ethnicities, and I want to explore that. I want to like leave all that, like I want to leave all that behind for my family and my nephews, so they'll know where they came from and who they came from. Because when you look at my family, we all are different colors, you know what I'm saying? And I want to be able to celebrate that. I want to be able to go deeper, you know, learn why I'm a musician, learn why music is such a passion for me, learn, you know, everything that I could possibly learn. And I'm only saying this because I watched a lot of TV, and even when, you know, you just watching TV and stuff like that, you kind of have a thought, like a light bulb or a moment where it's like, no, I kind of want to know. Like, I know certain things about certain people in my family, but I don't know everything that makes me, you know? And I was talking to Amber about that, and Amber kind of, and my mom, and my mom was on board. My friend was like, I want to kind of do it too. And I was like, you know what, this would be something special and something dope to do for my family, you know? And I tend to want to get married, you know what I'm saying? And I want to get married. That's my goal. I want to get married. I want to have a homely mansion or a homely home, big home, where, you know, me and my partner can have a house of our own, and we can, you know, have his man cave and my studio and dance studio and stuff like that all under one roof, and we can have our own space and be good, you know, and we can have our family there, and, you know, we can blend our families and really, you know, be family, you know. That's what I want. I do see myself getting married, and I'm happy that I kind of started doing music, because now it's kind of like, it's not like you got to accept this kind of thing. It's like, maybe I needed to get this going and out the way, so, you know, I can focus more on my relationship and focus more on building my personal love life, you know, because it's there, but, you know, it's something that I take strongly now, because I want a family, you know. I don't really get too much in my brother's and my family's business, but just from CNN, you know, I don't know if they're happy, but I know that they're doing okay, because, you know, they're here, you know. I can still account for my brothers, you know. So, but I personally would like to be married, you know, and I want to celebrate love, and I want to have a partner who wants to, you know, lay with me every day, you know, and every night, you know, and just we be a partnership and be whole, and, you know, think for each other, and be a couple where we can, you know, be good, you know. That's what I want. I've always seen that, and that's kind of why, you know, I've had a lot of relationships or a lot of connections with people, because I've some of them, it wasn't love that I was looking for. It was probably companionship, but, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of communicate that. It really is, and I try to, but sometimes I think it get lost in communication. Now it's a little different, because I can kind of like be like, no, this is strictly this, because I have to, and my heart is longing for one person, really. And, you know, if it's not that person, it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. It's just a communication or a talking or entertainment, I guess you would say, between me and a person. But I guess that's where I'm at in life with love life and with my music, my next steps, my projects, my acting. That's a really deep conversation right now with me acting. Now, I do have a idea to want to put a movie together based on Full Attention. I've been saying that. I've been throwing ideas. I haven't wrote a script yet. I do have the people in mind. And this is a podcast for me to just throw the names out there, really. It's my own podcast, and I really want to deliver my own news and own information. So I do have a cast in mind, and I don't have the names of the cast. But I really honestly know I don't want to throw the people names out there yet, because it's still in foundation mode, you know what I'm saying? But it is people that I work with from out in the cell. I will say that it's a couple people that I want to use for out in the cell. It's some people that I went to school with. It's some people that, you know, I use for my music videos. I'll say it like that. I want to use my nephews that was on my album. I want to use a few of my godchildren, but it will probably be probably one or two of my godchildren, because the couple that I see on there has probably two kids probably, you know. So I'm leaving it at that, because that's where I'm at. And it's a boy and a girl. So, or three kids, two boys and a girl. So I'm trying to figure that part out. But I am using, I do have people in mind. It's just that right now it's the funding. It's me trying to, you know, get the hotel together, because it's really based on a hotel. And I'm playing in there, but I'm more of a illusion character, if you would say. And I do perform in a way, but I don't want to give up the anything, because I don't want people to think I'm taken from nowhere, because I'm really, honestly, I have inspirations and I'm inspired by a lot of things, but it's going in another direction than I see already out, you know. So that's me, honestly. Like, I'm not really, I really don't go and search for inspiration. I let it come to me, and I see what other people have done, and I see what I've done in the past and what I see on TV and stuff like that, and I kind of compare and contrast the difference. And I have people around that I talk to, like I consult with people, you know what I'm saying? And I trust the people that I consult with. So it's not everybody that I consult with certain things. It's just people that, you know, that I kind of move ideas from, you know, and I use those. And yeah, so with acting, I'm here for it if it's here for me. I always said I didn't want to do a reality show because I was so intimidated on, you know, having that part of my life recorded. But if it's handled with care, I would do it. I'm just weighing my options out with a lot of things. I want to do a movie, but I kind of want to do a movie of my own, and that's kind of where I'm selling it, because I kind of want to build that up on my own. So right now, as of April 28th of the second year in 2020, that's where I'm at life. That's where I'm really at. It's like, I really want to get my album movie out the way. And whether it's, you know, the podcast kind of setting up the foundation, or, you know, the album setting up the foundation, however it is, that's what I want. And I want it to be funny. I want it to be emotional. I want it to be something somebody can take from me. You know what I'm saying? I want it to maybe go to the theaters. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk big, because I might be a short person, but I have really big, dope ideas. And I do want to see my movie go to the movie theaters like a Purple Rain. I do want to see that. I really would love to see that. And if it happens, then, you know, I'm here for it, and let's go ahead. I have the people in mind that I want to do, and I'm sticking with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sticking with who I've asked already. I'm sticking with the people who I have in mind. So if they're on and popping, let's go, you know, and let's run with it, because let's go. So that's where I'm at with movies. Other developments, other things that I really want to do, or the things that I've thought about doing from, you know, doing, starting music and just learning and seeing what's all out there. I thought about doing real estate. I thought about getting on my own land and my own property. I always speak positivity around everything because I'm a God-fearing man. And I really try to speak and walk in the shadows of God, because, you know, without him, a lot of things really, you know, will fall by the wayside, and you know, you'll kind of see, you know, who's with you, you know. So with real estate, I really want to own my own land and my own property. And like I said, I want to speak positivity on it, because I want it to be in a place where I'm welcomed, and I want it to be in a place where my family can be welcome and my family can be there. And I want to have no issues, you know, maybe, you know, normal issues, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it might not happen, but like normal issues as far as like building a house or, you know, actually buying a house. I know you got to, you know, go through a lot of signing and things like that, you know, things building. If I want it from the ground, if I buy the land and I want it from ground up, I know I got to wait and get it built up and stuff like this, and have to go through, you know, designing and just things like that. I know, but I just hope that, you know, the things that happens to a recording artist kind of like give me a little grace, because I really, honestly, I'm coming in with grace, you know what I'm saying? And I'm learning, and I'm really trying to, you know, figure it out and go different ways where it makes me comfortable. Like, do I see myself on TV? I do. I see myself on, you know, Jimmy Kimmel Live and all that. I see myself like that. Like, I've gravitated to female artists or R&B artists. Like, I love how Summer Walker is doing her thing. I love how the City Girls are doing their thing. And really, honestly, the City Girls, they gave me kind of motivation to, you know, go into finally recording, because I'm like, I it was a line I heard them say, and it was like, you know what, it might be a line or whatever, and I appreciate that, and it's like, let me see. I didn't say let me see if I can do it, but it was a let me see if I can do it, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people doing cover songs and all that and all that, but let me see if I can. Let me see if I can record a few cover songs. So, you know, I kind of, when I was doing my TV show on Top Boy Worldwide, I kind of started playing with backgrounds and stuff like that, and started, you know, trying to just test the stuff out. So I kind of did my own little rendition of I Take Your Man.
Young Dallas, let me tell you about this hater from around my hood. Kept trying to bitch like my pussy ain't good. See, this bitch ain't like me, and I don't know why. But I'm gonna give her a reason when I take a guy.
So, yeah, so I kind of, you know, after that, that's when I just went full force. I was like, you know what? It's time. Let me stop pussyfooting and hit the ground running, you know? So I'm happy I did that, and I was proud I was able to. I'm happy for the pandemic. I'm happy that the pandemic kind of set me really down. Even though I'm a homebody, it still set me down to kind of like think about the plans of doing it, you know. And then around the time I had put out Full Attention, things like that, my friend passed away, and it's really hard to believe, that he did. And I'm not going to talk about it because I can't and I won't. The people that know is the people that know. The people that has the footage is the people that has the footage. So I'm going to leave that there. But I do miss my friend. And as much as I hope it's not true, I hope he's resting in peace. I really hope he is. He deserves it. As far as like resting, he deserves to rest, like be restful is what I'm saying, you know, because, you know, he had his own struggles like any normal person, you know, but I hate that he's not here and it bothers. It really bothers me. It really do. I don't know what happened. And I just seen it. And like I said, I did try to communicate probably a day before. And just finding that out, you know, it kind of crushed my world. So, like I said, it's not much that I have to say. I just know that I lost a really amazing friend. And I wish that I could celebrate a lot of this with him. I really do. I do. But anyway, that happened. And then my baby passed away. I had a nephew to go. So it was a lot of things last year that kind of took me down, you know. And even with this year, I lost, you know, my job. And it sounds like a door is going to open, a window is going to open, you know, everything's going to be fine. But it's like, is it? You know, like, so much has happened. And mentally, it's like, wow. Like, my spirits is up. I'm trying to find happy days every day. And it's, like I said, it's really hard for me to do this. It's hard for me to talk. But I'm getting it out there. It's not, like I said, it's not a lot that I'm going to touch on because you're not going to get a lot out of me. Facts. But it's out there. It's pictures out there. I've posted things. So I know a lot of people is going to ask, you know, why you don't talk about it? Why? I would like for you to talk about it, you know. And I choose to, you know, it's been brought up, you know. And I'd rather take this moment to do that, you know what I'm saying? And really kind of touch on it. But this is it. This is all. But yeah, now I'm kind of at a break where it's between, do I really want to stay a person of just wanting to just make my own music, or do I really want to take myself out there and just be with the celebrities, be with the people who been doing it for years and record, go on a contract, you know. I'm trying to figure that out. And honestly, I really love being independent. I really love being able to wake up and say, I don't want to record today. And I don't have to record, you know what I'm saying? Or I want to record today and I record. But it's a lot of feedback and it's a lot of things that I'm not sure on, still working with myself. And it's a lot of things that I'm sure on and I kind of want to need to stand 10 toes down on. But I know that I'm still not there yet. You get what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at. So that's why I'm kind of at a break. And like I said, after Full Attention, I was going to take a break. And probably this is where the break is. And I haven't recorded a new song besides my theme song in a minute. You know, it's been a few months. And I'm kind of just figuring a lot out. A lot of arranging, a lot of production, a lot of engineering. Like I said, I kind of, with this being new to me, I wanted to go into everything and learn everything from the mixing, the engineering, and all that. And like I said, I've been in the studio. I've seen their process. And I love their process. You know what I'm saying? But I want to be able to do it on my own. You know what I'm saying? I see, you know, people that look just like me doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why can't I? it's nothing. Like I said, it's nothing taken away from anyone. It's just that with me as a person, I'm a Capricorn as well. So I'm always a person of, well, maybe this is God telling me that I need to learn in portions. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't have money. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have a lot of money to just give. Because with me, I'm right now, I'm living a single life. I'm really not single, but I'm really living a single life. So it's like I have to be mindful of me. You know what I'm saying? And what I can hold and what I can handle as a human being as far as money. Like, I got a budget, you know. Like, it's not just personal. I have businesses. Like, I gotta keep everything sort of looking good. You know, and I feel like I'm doing the best I can. I feel like I'm doing good. I feel like that God is not putting a lot on me that I can't handle. And I'm grateful. I'm really grateful for this. And it's really humbling, really, honestly. Like, I'm really humble that I'm able to handle this. And I know it's way more than what I think, because I haven't, like, I did a show. I did a live show with Nisha's Taco Tuesday at the Chocolate Exclusive Lounge in Dallas. And I really enjoyed doing my first show because I had already went to rehearsals and things like that. So with me doing my first live show, I was so happy because I finally got it out the way. Like, I know it's not good to say, but no, honestly, as an artist, I'm pretty for sure every artist had their first moment where it was like, I'm ready to get this out the way, because they was really wanting to see how they did it. You know what I'm saying? So me actually looking back at my first performance, I was happy at the presentation and things like that. I wanted to actually do choreography and things like that, but I really do need background dancers. I really do need, you know, more in my performance, and I'm learning that part out. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, do I really want to, you know, continue to do music like that, or do I just want to just record and, you know, put out my videos and you know, take my pictures and things like that? I'm still figuring it out. And doing my first live show kind of gave me the inspiration to want to do a tour. But if I do a tour, I want to take the people I worked with, the people that I know, like LD, like Ryan Carter. I wanted him to go on tour with me. Maybe Killer Trees, I don't know. but maybe, you know, I haven't worked with a lot more artists. Maybe Dino D. Like, I would love to go on tour with Dino D and it'd be all of us, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't want to just throw names out there and, you know, people be like, nah, I don't want to do that. But I'm just throwing my dreams and just throwing my manifestations out there, because I do see something. I do see things that will be dope. You know what I'm saying? I really do. And maybe it will come to fruition and maybe it won't. But that is my next stages in life. That is what I see. That is, you know, that's where I'm at. And I think we can end it here. I think this is dope. Like, you done heard music. Like, I done talked to you. You done heard people talking good about me. Like I said, I didn't want it to make it like it's all about me, but I did want to document a lot of things in my life. And kind of get a perspective of the music that I record and things like that, because a lot of people ask, a lot of people kind of had their eyebrows like, It's fine, and, you know, that's a part of being an artist. You gotta be ready for the looks of, well, hold on, or that, but you standing 10 toes down on it, because it's the finished product, you know, it's the finished product. But you have to, with me, I realized with my album, it really helped, like, putting, like, actually recording songs going towards an album. That was really a dope process to have. It's like, I'm not recording this single to go on an album. I'm recording a single to go on an album. I'm not recording a single to be a single. You know what I'm saying? I want to record singles, but I'm actually recording songs towards an album. So I'm actually lining the beats up and kind of like taking the beats as I go and recording what I hear and how I feel, you know, on them beats. And I line them up how I feel. And that's how my albums are, you know, being made, because I go into it saying I'm recording an album. I'm not really necessarily recording a single. And if that song necessarily becomes a single, then cool, you know, let's go about it like that, because it's easier for me to think like that and it's easier for me to write like that. It really is, because I can get some really good feelings out, you know. But I just want to thank everybody for listening and being here. And this is my first real podcast. And I hope everybody, you know, kind of have an understanding. I'm working on a second season. I'm a go into thinking that I'm going to go into a second season. I want to give you a second season. But I want to see where I'm going to take the second season. It's going to be really different, and maybe it be the same, but we shall see. But I really wanted to do this because I wanted to document my life and my journey and where I was and how I ended up loving music to begin with, you know what I'm saying? And I really appreciated this. So until next time, until second season, cross my fingers. This is my first podcast of Words From.
Now I got something to say to words from the capital. You gotta say something.